Like to welcome everyone back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It's 4:50 p.m. on the 5th of November. I've got a clip here. It's going to talk a little bit about current events, and then we'll get on with the show.
Being a realist and facing it, we have any chance of not going into hardcore bondage and the complete destruction of the Republic as we know it. Our children's futures hang in the balance. All of humanity hangs in the balance, because once they've taken the U.S. over, imagine what these same satanic forces did when they captured Russia in 1917, 1918. Imagine what they'll do with the U.S. fully under their satanic control. America is fighting for its very life. The Democratic Party is not a party. It is a criminal organization working for multinational crime syndicate and the Chinese communist. And the headline at Infowars.com for this live show is deadly accurate. Communist China is overthrowing the United States of America and replacing it with a puppet government. Just like when the Nazis took over France, they'd already bought off the military leaders. They stood down. They set up a puppet Vichy French in the south of France. This is history. This is real. And the CFR and others brag they're doing this. 3 years ago at Davos, they said Xi Jinping would crush America and defeat Trump. This is total criminal activity. We have all the proof. I'll cover it. Of fraud, pillar to post, the entire chain of fraud in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Arizona, in Nevada. And so people ask, where is Trump? I was asking that question. Well, it's up to us now. He knows that. Here's Tucker Carlson laying it out, and then we'll be back, and we will tell you the ugly truth.
In a lot of ways, unfortunately, what happened last night could not have been worse for this country, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our future. The outcome of our presidential election was seized from the hands of voters, where, of course, it rightly belongs, and now resides in the control of lawyers and courts and highly partisan, clearly corrupt big city bureaucrats. So no matter what happens next, that is a tragedy. Many Americans will never again accept the results of a presidential election. That story is still unfolding tonight, obviously, and we're going to follow it as honestly as we can wherever it leads. We'll begin with that in just a minute. But first, we want to acknowledge the good news. And believe it or not, there is some good news, regardless of everything else that has happened. And here it is. America remains. It's still here. That's the first and most important thing. And it's not a foregone conclusion. We almost lost it. Democrats told us they wanted to beat Donald Trump. They spent more money than anyone ever has in any election in history to do that. But there was a lot more going on. Democrats didn't harness the full power of big tech and the billionaire class simply to make Joe Biden president. No. What they really wanted was total control over everything. No more democracy, no more dissent, permanent obedience from the rest of us. And they came shockingly close to getting that. If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended. Not because Democrats have bad ideas, though they do, but because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. We're not overstating this. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. They admitted that. They wrote magazine articles about how they planned to do it. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, the legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. We're not speculating there either. They admitted that, too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, the ultimate corruption in a democracy. 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. That was their agenda. How would any of that improve the United States of America? Well, they never claimed that it would. Making this country better was never the point. The point was to create a permanent Democratic majority, a one-party state with complete control over the population. Never in our history has any mainstream political party proposed an agenda more radical than this. They didn't talk about it much. There's a reason for that, of course. They didn't want to scare you. But it was entirely real. And last night, it came very close to happening. We should all be deeply grateful that it didn't.
The miraculous property.
Well, that's a short clip there by Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. I've got another one. I don't think I'll play a lot of it. I'm not sure. But this is Dr. Rashid Buttar, another person I think has a lot of good things to say.
I'll let you guys see this. So right now we have Joe Biden at 209 electoral college votes and Donald Trump at 118. And what's interesting is what this graph is showing right now, a representation of the United States. The states within the United States showing the way that the states are leaning. If it's dark blue, it means that it's already gone to Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden. If it's red, it's already gone to President Trump. If it's pink, it's leaning to the right towards President Trump. And if it's light blue, it's leaning towards towards Biden. Now, what I find amusing is that a few minutes ago when I looked, California was only 16% reporting. I think it's gone up now to 50% reporting. But it's 69.8% Joe Biden to 28% Donald Trump. And yes, it's overwhelming for Joe Biden in California, but they've already declared the state with only 50%. They've declared and given Joe Biden the Electoral College votes. Now, that's fine if you want to, you know, say, well, that's it's obvious that Joe Biden's going to win it. But look at this. Florida, which was a swing state, 98% reporting, and Donald Trump is up 51.3% versus Joe Biden, 47.8%. You're talking a difference of 4%, 4.5% there, and nobody is, let's see, is that right? Is my math right? Whoops, 2, 3, and I'm sorry, that's 3.5% higher for Donald Trump, and 98% of the state reporting, and yet they have not given it to Trump. Now, it goes on. Georgia, another one, 53 versus 45%, 75% reporting they haven't given to President Trump. Texas, 77% reporting with a 52% to Donald Trump, 46%, 46.7%. So we're talking about more than 5%, 5.3% lead to Donald Trump, and they haven't declared that to President Trump. Some of them are more closer, but let's look at Ohio. Ohio has 45.2 to Joe Biden versus 53.3% to Donald Trump. That's an 8.1% increase with 94% of the states reporting, and they still haven't declared that for Donald Trump. Here's another swing state, 56% for Donald Trump versus 41.6%. I mean, that's a whopping, what is that, 14%? That's just crazy. And well, it's only 52% reporting, but they haven't declared that to Trump. But look at this one. This is the most amusing one. Virginia, with 64% reporting, Donald Trump is ahead 50.2% to 48.2%. So Donald Trump is up by 2%, only 64% reporting, and yet they've already declared this a win for Joe Biden. So even though when Trump is winning a state, they're reporting it as a given, it's done, only 64% reported. This is the bias of the news media. So anybody who says that there's no such thing as fake media, you need to slap yourself and wake yourself up because you are disjoint from reality. Now, Florida is the biggest one that it's just appalling that 98%. It's been 98% reporting for the last hour or two. In fact, there have been articles written about this. DeSantis was the governor of Florida, was fuming that why haven't the media declared Florida a win for the president? And of course.
Okay, we'll stop it there. This is a very sad state of affairs that we're in. I find it very difficult. I read this earlier in the week, but I want to keep coming back to this because this is kind of our roadmap for what may happen here in the very near future. A phase two lockdown is planned, more stringent than the first, sometime in November. And Governor Newsom of California has special restrictions for the Thanksgiving celebrations. You have to have them outside. You have to sit in chairs. They have to be 6 feet away from people. And then you can't sing loud. And it's just all crazy stuff. There will be a surge in daily new cases, which will be reported in late November or early December. to disrupt family gatherings for holidays. The PCR test is not accurate. It basically gives many false positives. The guy that invented it, Dr. Kelly Mullis, I believe, has said that it cannot be really used accurately to determine if someone has COVID-19. It cannot be used as a diagnostic test, in other words. He was the guy that invented the PCR process. The actual test itself was invented by a German virologist named Christian Dorsten. So when they say there's a upsurge in cases, it's pretty much nonsensical because the test itself is very flawed. New COVID relief bills will transition to a universal basic income. A new virus is either said to be a mutation of the old one or something entirely new. And this is COVID-21, which is coming. And again, you heard it here, folks. Remember this program. COVID-21 will be the name of the next virus that comes down the line. And it was supposed to even cause more deaths in February of 2021. A third lockdown will be imposed, including restrictions on interstate and intercity travel. By the second quarter of 2021, there will be military checkpoints on the highways. A military presence will be in all cities by the third quarter of 2021. The universal basic income will be operational by the second quarter of 2021. By the third quarter of 2021, people will be offered a complete debt forgiveness through the IMF operating what's called the World Debt Reset Program. All mortgages, loans, credit card debt will be erased. Oh, but there's a catch. I know that's a surprise. Who would have thought there'd be a catch? Participants forfeit ownership of all private property, all assets. So you don't have your own home, you don't have your own vehicle, you don't have your own clothes, you don't have anything if you go along with this. This is what's coming down the line. It's a very sad situation. Participants will agree to fully partake of the COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccine schedules forever. Remember, the vaccines are designed to slowly waste your life. It's population control. Participants will receive a photo ID card or embedded ID chip, which will grant them permission to travel, work, and shop without a mask or any restrictions, even during a total lockdown. People who refuse to participate will be declared as a public safety risk and moved to one of the concentration camps. Their assets will be seized and they will be forced vaccinated. This vaccination will change your DNA. The global elite know there is an overpopulation problem and they have decided to use vaccines and other things to reduce the world's population, but slowly enough that the people will not get too spooked. The population reduction will start over the next several decades. The governments will reduce our civil liberties slowly until they have a compliant public which will accept mandatory vaccinations. The vaccinations will slowly weaken your health until death comes over the course of a few decades or maybe sooner. It will be difficult to prove in court that vaccination was the real cause of death. The free governments of the world will slowly be converted until they are much more like communist China. The radical left in the United States are bringing in a communist-style government. In 1994, a guy named Rommel wrote a book called Death by Government. And he said about 110 million people have been killed by the communists from between 1900 and 1987. We don't have total access to the communist archives, so we don't know exactly how many were killed. There's another guy named Stefan Kortios who wrote a Introduction to the Black Book of Communism. And he said, he gave rough estimates about 100 million people that were killed by the communist regime. So we are being conditioned to take the vaccines, conditioned to give up our civil liberties, like seatbelt laws, no smoking in restaurants, gun control laws, the politically correct speech, masks being required, no raw milk allowed. Your milk has to be pasteurized because we don't want you to be healthy. Why is this happening? Well, this is how they slowly condition the public to give up their civil liberties for what sounds like more security, but really in the end it's not. Billy Meyer talks about on the Goblet of Truth, page 53, he says, it was in particular the Roman Catholic Church that inherited the practices of the inhuman Roman Imperium, establishing an evil consciousness-conditioned tyranny in the place of the former Roman military tyranny. So they are conditioning our consciousness for this takeover. There's a fellow named Larry Grothwohl who created something called the Weather Underground Organization, which declared a state of war against the United States back in 1970. This is an example of some people that have tried to turn this world into, or this country into, a communist country, which is what is trying to be done with this election right now. Some of these weathermen that were in this organization by Larry Grothwohl had graduate degrees, and they discussed the elimination of about 45 million people in the U.S. And then there's the vaccine debate, which is a very long kind of back and forth thing. And vaccines are scary. There's something called MRC5 cells, which are the human fetal tissue that's put in these vaccines, which was originally put in the vaccines way back. Now they have a special kind of have these immortal cell lines which grow cells, which then the vaccine is placed into. What they'll do is, we'll get into it in a little bit here. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. I want to talk a little bit about the history of vaccines. There was SV40 was in the polio vaccine around 1955 to 1963. This is SV40 is a monkey cancer. In 1976, the swine flu vaccine caused the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome it's kind of a thing that attacks your nervous system, your body, and your my wife's old boss took a flu shot and got the Guillain-Barré syndrome, and he was in a wheelchair for a while. He finally got to where he could walk around with a cane. In 1998, the hepatitis B vaccine caused multiple sclerosis in the people that got the vaccines, and the meningitis vaccine between 2005 and 2008 caused the Guillain-Barré syndrome. The swine flu in 2005 caused a lot of cases of the Guillain-Barré syndrome, and Dr. Fauci was the person that rushed the swine flu vaccine back in 2005. And it's been estimated that Bill Gates has caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people in India. We talked just a little bit about the immortal cell lines. There's one that came from a lady named Henrietta Lacks, who was a black woman at Johns Hopkins University. She came in with cancer. Eventually she died, but they created an immortal cell line from her cells. And if you've gotten a vaccine, you probably have gotten some of the DNA of Henrietta Lacks. And these immortal cell lines are grown on a bed of cancerous tissue. Now, the cancer cells will continue to reproduce, I think, forever, as far as they know. Well, are the lockdowns working? Sweden did not do lockdowns, and they've had about 200 deaths per million. The U.S. has had about 150 deaths per million. Spain, about 400 deaths per million. Again, the test is greatly exaggerating the deaths, because even the guy that invented the PCR technique said, hey, you cannot use this as a diagnostic test. The information I have says around 2014, the COVID-19 virus was manufactured at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And there was a moratorium put on the gain-of-function research. And eventually Fauci moved that to Wuhan, China, using taxpayer money. And I talked about Kelly Mullis, who developed the PCR process, who said the PCR testing cannot be used to test for flu, for COVID-19, for pretty much anything. It cannot give you a guarantee on a specific genetic, like a virus. It can only say, hey, this is in a family of viruses. So that's kind of where we are on that. There's much more I could say about vaccines, and I would like to talk about these aborted fetal cells a little bit more and other DNA that's hanging around in these vaccines, but it's only so much I can handle there. It's this New World Order, the goals of the New World Order is to create one world government, destroy national identity, destroy the middle class, the family, make humanity genderless and natural sex. And that's what this vaccine will do. It will make it so you cannot reproduce. They want to implant a data chip. They want to mind control the masses. And on and on and on. We'll talk about that more in the future, I'm sure. At least I certainly hope so. Anyway, I want to cover a few things from the Might of Thoughts. I can't believe how much time has gone by already. This comes from page 10 from Billy's book, Mach der Gedanken. A plant sprouts from a seed and can therefore not come into existence without it. It's also the same with acts, deeds, and wishes of the human being, as well as with the human being's character, morality, and entire personality, as well as with the state of his or her psyche. Remember, the psyche controls the material consciousness. The psyche is affected by your emotions and your feelings. If you have neutral, positive feelings, it will strengthen the psyche. If you have very negative or very positive feelings, that will weaken the psyche and maybe damage the psyche. Everything springs forth from the might of the human being's thoughts, which sprout and unfold from an idea or from a perception or from some other form, quite like a plant, which has its origin in a seed. Regarded symbolically, ideas, perceptions, and other forms are the seeds of human thoughts, which could never become reality without fertilization. So we have to fertilize our thoughts, and I think we do that by nurturing and strengthening them. But once these thoughts are animated and created, then they develop their own life exactly as plants. And exactly these, they create in themselves their own power and might through which everything internal and external is formed. So our thoughts, if they have a tremendous power, a tremendous might, will have an effect on reality. And the effect on reality is directly proportional to the might of thoughts. And this applies to everything and anything. Thus, it applies to the same degree to all acts and deeds, as well as to all other condition and circumstances of life. With acts and deeds, as well as conditions, circumstances, and so forth, are used or are formed spontaneously without any deliberation or willingly and thereby intentionally carried out, plays no role in this. All acts and deeds, the forming of the morality of the character and of the entire personality as well as the psyche, are flowers of the thoughts and their monstrous might. So think in a neutral, positive way. Just a little bit to the positive. You don't want to be too positive. And you definitely don't want to be negative. Thus also joy and sorrow depend on the might and the power of the thoughts. As do love or hate, peace and unpeace, modesty or craving. For recognition, lies or love of the truth, belief or knowledge, honesty and insincerity, honorableness and unhonorableness, and so forth and so forth. No matter what is referred to and regarded, whether something negative or positive, it is always the fruit of the might of the thoughts, regardless of whether it is personally created or created by third parties. Thus, the human being actually gathers the sweet as well as the bitter fruits. So your negative thoughts produce negative circumstances, which he cultivates himself or herself by means of the might of the thoughts, or which are created by others outside of his or her own thinking. However, what the human being is in himself, herself, in his or her morality, character, and entire personality, and what the state of his or her psyche is, that is his or her very own matter. Regarded in the kind and wise, the human being is therefore the smith of his or her own life. Whatever the human being is the result of that human being's thoughts, which were drafted and put together in his or her own consciousness and then brought into effect through the might and power which is inherent in the thoughts. Well, I wanted to cover more on the Meyer spiritual teaching, and I got a little bit sidetracked. It happened sometime. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to try to keep cranking them out. There's so much going on. Remember, hope is the motivator of forward progress. Hope is the motivator of forward progress. So hold on to the hope and nurture your thoughts. Strengthen your thoughts. Clarify your thoughts. You are the master of your own destiny, the forger of your own fortune, the creator of your own good luck. Do not allow your thoughts to drift on the ocean of life, but steer your thoughts like a captain of a ship. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.